So he's over there.
Did you notice what's going to happen?
Not all this.
It's just deja vu for me all over. Last time I was sitting here with a distinct issue.
Yeah, tell me.
Keep that in mind.
Oh, we got to look at those, the minutes, because the minutes he gave us, we had a change again.
Okay.
So read them before we approve those minutes.
These under here?
The last month. I mean, with the last meeting.
Yeah.
Right. They got changed again.
I better look them up real quick.
Let's turn down.
Where are those minutes?
I got one right here.
The draft?
Yeah, the 10.
I didn't see anything different on them.
Page 4.
Page 4. They're different than the ones you got on your computer at home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So.
Twitter fire inspector.
We found some stuff and he changed it right away.
Oh, as I say, I looked at these earlier. Where are you? Anything?
Well, there's page 4 in the bottom.
Bottom?
It was the general labor.
Oh.
Yeah. In the other one, it didn't have down all this. And didn't have the general labor down here. So I made him put it, you know.
Okay.
If you look at the one you got, you know, at home.
I did.
Yeah.
The
differences are right here.
That's fine.
That's all I saw. I got him before, you know, and I got it.
Is most of this about the fire pit?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, who's here?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We're going to open up the April 24th, 2018 Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees meeting with the I request a moment of silence, and then we'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What? We'll share it. How's that? Roll call.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Joe Kiss.
Here.
Roll call complete.
Okay, everyone checked the minutes over, I think, now the new ones. So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from 4-10-2018, regular meeting.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Well, next thing is the fiscal officer's report. Joe?
In your pile of papers is a couple different reports like you're used to seeing. The fund status report. In the checking account, $273,864.75. Our investment account in Star Ohio, we have $573,074.08. We also have made deposits totaling $1,467.93. Six deposits. See the deposit report. Payment listing you also will have in front of you. Mm-hmm. You have electronic payments 51-2018 through 54-2018. And then warrant number 16473 through 16577. And that amount is $58,527.79.
What did we have Lake Erie Tree Service do? Did you refresh my memory?
Trees at the cemetery.
Well.
Trees at the cemetery. Thank you.
I didn't have time to look them all over, too, so I'm going to look at them, too. So. Is that the last bill for Dave at Robinstein?
It'll be a small one.
A small one, yeah.
wouldn't you?
Yeah, I sure can. They look fine. I make a motion we approve warrant number 16473 through 16577. The amount of $58,527.79, along with electronic transfers 51-2018, 52-2018, 53-2018, and 54-2018 for the same total.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. Other thing, this is a purchase order then, and now we need to approve similar to the same process as the one approved last month. It was to pay Pasco Bin for the demolition of 269 Roberta Drive in the amount of $7,240, which was already approved in the resolution. Just need to include it in the fiscal officer report that. That was a purchase order that we do need to acknowledge.
Okay. That it? Anybody else have anything for Joel?
No.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the fiscal officer's report.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll jump on to the fire department report. Chief Parcelletti.
Good evening, everyone. I have a copy of my report for each one of you trustees. There's that, and then we'll go over it.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. First thing I'd like to do is we'll start out with a safety note. Please be on the lookout for distracted drivers. We have an influx of drivers now that maybe spring is coming or here. And so there's an influx of drivers in our area that may be texting and driving, and or people that are looking at nature and enjoying the bird flight in the area. So just drive defensively and maintain a distance between your vehicles. Give yourself some extra time to be able to react. And it has been something I've been talking with the law enforcement about, sheriff deputies. You know, occasionally we've had people just stop in the middle of the road and looking at something and not really realizing that they're obstructing traffic. So it's a concern for us for safety. Our firefighter banquet went off very nicely. It was well attended with our members and our retirees, and I think everyone had a real good time attending it. Recently, we've done some training with auto extrication over next door by the salt shed, so you can see a car has been cut up and doing that, so testing all of our training skills and that. And then recently, we had an EMS station, and what was nice is we had some outside help. We had a physician come in from Detroit. There was a paramedic came in out of Michigan and one out of Hancock County, and they were assisting Dr. Amonette. She was conducting the class, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. It was a good hands-on environment, so we're moving in the direction that you know that we want to with training. The department did receive the new skid unit for the UTV, for the John Deere Gator, and our engineer has set it up, and it's ready for training and for deployment. Again, this unit serves for two purposes. First, as a brush unit to get into restricted areas and soft grounds and stuff like that, as well as it's capable of transporting a patient in some of the challenging areas too. So with the Metro Parks just celebrating their dedication the other day and their opening to the public on the 28th, you know, the department is ready with that piece of equipment to aid and assist if needed. We had our visit from Bureau Workman's Comp. That was their compliance visit for the grant that we received for the COT and load system. Everything was approved. And then the next thing, I worked with our fiscal officer, Joel, and we submitted our quarterly report information to the BWC, and we have to do this for a period of 2 years. So, again, we're staying compliant with that, and it was a very nice, nice thing to get in excess of, and right around $40,000 is what that grant entailed. S&K up on Navarre Avenue was awarded the bid for the new 26-foot enclosed trailer. The cost came in at $8,002, and this will take a few weeks to get. It's being built to our specifications. So we're pleased, and I was very pleased with working with those guys. They came up with a very, very competitive bid. We had a total of three other bids besides this, so four total bids. Tomorrow night, Wednesday evening, we are hosting the Lucas County Fire Chiefs meeting. We don't hold this meeting until like every other year is when we host it. So all the area chiefs will be in here, and we had a very generous donation for the fish from the Mike Zeech is supplying the fish for us for that. And so Jerusalem Township has always been noted for this. I don't know if Chief Verb was the one that originally started it, but it was always maintained, even when Floyd and Dick and Kevin and everybody else was there. So it's our little tribute to this. Other than that, the department's been supporting our calls very adequately, getting enough personnel and everything, so very pleased with that. We have had some challenging calls recently, but that's what these guys are trained for, and that's what they do. So. I did work with Linda on behalf of our flyer that we'll be inserting into the Suburban Press. We'll be getting those ready and getting those over to the press for distribution. But it's going to cover everything that we've got coming up in our calendar events too as well. So. Okay. All right. And then the other big thing that I want to share with you is on the 17th of May, please put it on your calendar and please share with everyone, is the blood drive. We'll be, the Red Cross will be here, and we'll be doing it, no, it'll be in this building here, and we'll be doing the blood donation. So it'll be real nice to, you know, contribute to that cause.
You can make appointments online.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that. That's all I have to present at this time. I take that back. I do have one other thing. Our president of the association has something to present to Mr. Bo Miller. So.
Mm. Oh boy.
Here we go. Chris Jenkins is the president of the Firefighters Association.
The night of our banquet.
You want to do the pageant
stuff?
Yeah.
So we got to run us the words of the meeting here, so we can receive them and get out of the forum here. Start with 15 here.
Yep. So Bo is entitled to another oak leaf for his, to identify the years of service that he's provided to the department. So it's 15 years. Mm-hmm. And then I'm happy to extend to you your retirement badge. So thank you for your service to your community. We certainly appreciate it.
Then I got a diver pen. He retired as a diver. And we also have his 15-year retirement watch.
Wow. Can't have this job. Nice.
And then some of us took together a special collection and got you a special retirement gift in there for it.
He may not be able to share that one.
No, he can. This is shareable.
I think my dog will play with these.
Share it.
Do I want to?
You have a nice watch. You can wear to work.
Hello Kitty watch. I give this to my daughter. She'll appreciate this. But thank you. Thank you.
Well, both. Thank you for your service.
Congratulations.
Tony, I'm sure you'll probably write Mike a thank you letter for the fish.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
Chief, did the trailer from S&K, was that equipped with lights, everything you guys wanted in there?
That was everything that we had asked for, yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
That met all the spec requirements that everyone had the opportunity to bid on.
When did you say that could be completed?
It'll be a few weeks. They didn't have a deadline date. We hit the wrong time of the year to order it because a lot of trailers are being ordered for landscaping companies and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. So,
busy time.
Just got fell in line with it.
Yep. Thank you, Tony. And no one else has anything else?
I'd like to go into executive session with Chief Parcelletti, Chief Shea, for some personnel issues.
Yeah, you got to do it right, though.
I would like to go into executive session. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session with Chief Shea and Chief Parcelletti over personnel issues.
You can't say personnel. Employment will do.
Employment issues.
You gonna second that?
One second.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Sandy wants to sing.
Oh, Sandy's singing the next album?
Whoa, you're going to take us out of the executive then?
Hold on.
Well, I mean, wait a minute, but are you going to do it then, or you want me to?
You go ahead. You can take us out.
Ready? I make a motion that we leave executive session and go back into our regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried.
There was no action taken care of in executive session. Okay, we'll move on to the Recreation Department, and I don't believe he's here tonight. I guess we'll move on to Zoning Inspector, Linda.
I made several site visits in the last couple weeks. We do have new construction going up at Brown and Cujno. Had some complaints down on the Cooley Road. Have investigated those. Corduroy and La Fountain, there's some issues with some garbage. Hopefully they'll be taken care of with unlimited pickup. And then we have our commercial corridor, Dollar General, and across the street, Lake Erie Tree. Seems to be coming along well. We had a meeting tonight with the Planning Commission, with the Zoning Board, to talk about a land use plan update, and hopefully we'll have some further things to work on there. We do have some dates. Tony mentioned the Red Cross Blood Drive on the 17th. The website is available and you can go make reservations. The school does not do it anymore. Jerusalem does not. So we're kind of picking up the torch there. Brush tipping May 7th and unlimited garbage June 9th. And those are all on the website. Website, I made some changes again and added emails. You actually can sign up on the website that we could send out an email, like we could send you the flyer for the brush tipping or the unlimited garbage. So when there's some news, we can send it up. You just gotta sign or enter your email address at the bottom. I also added the zoning certificate so people don't have to always come to me. They can fill it out, see what they need, and then bring it in to get it signed. We have a solar array of 28 panels going at the end of Yondota Road at the old farmhouse at the end.
The south end or the north end?
South.
Oh.
So the old farmhouse, they're going behind the house.
Oh.
They'll probably be in water most of the time.
Woolabackers must be.
Oh, yeah. Jim?
No.
That's where they grew up.
The vicar, wasn't it?
That's where they grew up. Woolabackers, old homestead.
Mm.
I did have an accessory building for Lyons Road. Mr. Bowes came in and for boat storage and recreational vehicle storage. I received a check from John Grotto for 613 Westmore. That's the township property that we offered to the adjoining properties. And sent that along to our attorney, Ernie Cottrell. Court cases are coming through with the 221 and 221 East and 642 Donovan. The next day is May 8th. I did update our zoning resolution, so I do have a draft that we'll go over. After we made our additions for this year, there were, before me, sections were a chapter off. So if it said refer to section 14, it was really 13. So I fixed those, and I just want somebody to read through that so there aren't any other ones that I didn't see. Barb Gall has been working diligently filing old records. We were doing 1980s. And in 1980, they did not put addresses on things. How can you write a permit and not put an address? So we painstakingly go through and figure out what it is. Sent a nuisance letter to 9162 Corduroy, and that's Steve's landscape, or Stephen Landscape.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that 50-foot lot that should have never happened straight up. The newsletter, I'd like you to take a look at it, what we're going to send out, which we had mentioned that we worked on. So brush chipping and the unlimited garbage pickup is on one side. This is the same flyer we sent out last year with a little tweaking that Kevin and I did as far as guidelines. This is all on the website also. And then the other page is covering that phone number that we have now shut down as far as the Oregon number for fire. They just want you to call 911. They want the dispatchers to handle it. They're more equipped and it can trace your phone right back. So that was a bill that was costing us an arm and a leg to keep every month. So there's fire department highlights, zoning highlights. I put some community things in the calendar of events. So if you think there's anything else that needs to go in there, we have not copied these. I put Curtis Kids Day, June 10th, right?
Do you think about this?
If I could get information, we could put it on the website. And anything else, anybody else have any other information that you want to see on the website? Hopefully it's staying updated. I'm tweaking it a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, when we do the unlimited, we should, I got it on the last one we did, the bill, and we should put everything in there that they won't take or will take. Is it on there?
It's on the website. Last year I contacted him and said,
"Well, you got it.
Give me that list."
Because we had a lot of trouble with that, mattresses and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of people still don't read it, but nobody wants to take mattresses anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm. They want them covered. The workers don't want to get those bugs.
I don't blame them.
So, if you think that's okay, we can print them and send them out. And that is all I have. Any questions?
How'd the Dyke Road, they get that finished up?
I believe it's finished. I was going to go today, but then it was raining.
Okay.
So I didn't.
Bell cover, Jack.
Yeah.
I heard that Dyke Road.
I didn't go by it.
I didn't either.
Kevin, but that.
Mostly and all backfilled because Chris lives.
It's down and the stuff is gone, and it looks like he took in some fill.
I didn't think he was finished with it yet.
They didn't dump anything, right? Everything's gone? Do you know of?
I heard the trucks went down North Pierce Road.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw them go.
Okay.
I've been watching for a fire, so.
No, I was going uptown to get parts, and I saw the trucks heading up Route 2, so.
They told me they were going to turn in their slips, just like everybody
did. Yeah, everybody else did, but they, you know, yeah.
John!
Any chance of tire picked up with
that? That's a separate one. I don't know if the county's doing any tire.
Not the last time that I talked to them, John. They didn't have any grant money so far. They would let me know, though, if they get grant money.
Okay, this one would be great.
Yeah, the last one we had, I got covered all under solid waste through a green grant. So they were trying to get another one, but they really got into paint and computer and electronic recycling. So I'm not the only one pushing them on tires, he said. He said there was another community, wouldn't tell me which one, but they were also wanting tires again. We've done really well with it because we've got rid of a lot of tires out here.
And we're waiting as soon as we can. That was a very successful campaign. I mean, we got rid of two tractor trailers full. Yeah. So as soon as we can get that back up, and we're definitely going to. But not yet.
You want us to make a motion to approve this, or
I guess we could, huh?
Yeah, because we got to get it sent out, you know, real quick.
It looks fine to me. It looks fine to me.
I didn't see anything wrong with it either.
No, did you look at it?
Let me see the other one.
This one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Make a motion to approve this two-page.
One page.
Two-sided. Well, two-sided letter to be put into the
spring brush company.
Jersham Township spring brush chipping insert as read.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Anything else for zoning inspector? Nope. Thank you. We'll jump on to the maintenance department. Kevin Chapman?
The last storm we had three roads that had actually flooded, and we had to close all three of them. We had Seaman Road, which Rich and John Hansen closed that off for us to keep it from flooding across Teachout. We had Sachs Road at Teachout that was about to come over Teachout. John Grottle, I think it was John Grottle, had somebody down there in a loader and was trying to close it. We hauled some grindings down there and two seamen to close those off. ODNR called me about Metzger's Marsh, and so we closed basically Bono Road right at the Yacht Club, so nobody could get back in there. The water was about 3 foot deep when you went over the hill, so.
You see that road washed out on the marsh side?
Oh, there was a big hole in there to begin with. DNR keeps saying they're going to do something that's on their part.
Man.
But anyhow, that was basically what we had for events on that. The Cedar Point Road and Arquette Road managed to hold okay through the rain and everything. Did get the 16-inch pump running a couple days later. And it's still presently, we're running it every day back there yet, still trying to get the water back down. We've done some coal patching in the township. We still have quite a bit to go yet. I know for sure I got 5 roads that's got some holes in them. We got to just go get some coal patch and try to get those dressed up a little more. We've been cleaning some crossovers down in Reno, and a lot of what we're having to clean out is basically the residents' own garbage that they're getting into the ditch or blowing their leaves into the ditch. So they're hampering themselves on their own water drainage, but that's what we did a couple days last week, breaking some of those up so the water would be in. Elliston Road, did talk to the state again. Obviously, with all the water, they've not been able to see the pipe, so they were just looking at the pictures I took for them. They're hoping to get another good southwest wind to blow the water down so they can get a better look. But they're checking into some other options. Hopefully, they're not going to have to go back into Route 2 to replace that. They're thinking concrete comes under the road, and for some reason, they put galvanized to the ditch side. So as of right now, it's at a standstill until they figure out what they're going to do or can see it better, which I'm sure Bowling Green's office is going to have to come up and evaluate it. The guys down at the sub will most probably give them some information, and they're going to have to come look at it. Cemetery, we moved the trees. Those are all moved, put across the front of the cemetery. After the big rain we had, I've noticed I got about 2 of them that look like they're leaning a little bit. So I got to go back over and pull them a little bit to straighten them back up. But they seem to have set into there pretty well. We leveled 10 graves and seeded them at the cemetery this week. We had cemetery clean off. We did shortly after the last meeting. I didn't put any in the press, so it wasn't a total clean off. We just went through, took all holiday decorations off that weren't appropriate for this time of year and cleaned off any old flowers or broken figurines, stuff like that. And when we were over there yesterday, I did see some more stuff that's gonna come off. So that, since it wasn't advertised, we didn't do a total clean off on it this year, but next year we will have to, because some of those headstones, there may be 30 or 40 figurines that are all in the grass. Obviously, they come out once or twice a year to maintain them. After that, the grass grows up through them, and you just about can't weed eat them around them. So, sold 2 graves. Well, that would have been right after the last meeting. I sold 2 graves. That was the deed you guys signed tonight. I've talked to another person with the possibility later this week I may sell another 2 to 3 graves. And I've had a couple other inquiries that have not got back with me on graves also. So we'll look for those as soon as those people, if they buy some, I'll be looking up to sign those deeds also.
Was that the gentleman that I talked to? Did you talk to him?
It's actually a relation to Port Perry.
Good.
So, but, yep. That's everything I got, unless you guys have something for me or somebody from the audience.
Nothing?
Pump's running good?
So far.
Smooth now?
It's okay.
Did you get another knuckle ordered yet or no?
No.
No? Okay.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Trustees report. Cemetery, Joe.
Just happy we finally got the trees moved.
I have to drive by, but it looks nice. Yeah,
I'm happy we got the trees finally moved. We're just going to have to get ready to start laying out the driveway, and that'll be next on the hit list is get the driveway. I don't know if we're going to do that ourselves or we're going to find somebody to do it, but other than that, the trees are moved, and we're ready to start the second phase of getting the driveway cut in.
Kevin's mother will be happy. She won't be along the driveway anymore.
There you go.
That's not Kevin's, but
Kevin's,
I mean, you
know, Mr. Sawmiller.
Yeah, Mr. Sawmiller, yeah.
Yes, that'll make it a lot nicer in the back there.
Yeah. That it?
No, that's it.
Halls and Rentals, Bo.
We had one earlier this month, and I think I got one more this week. The lady's going to meet up with me and get a date reserved, so a little slow in April, other than the Cub Scouts.
Yeah, they're Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Okay, roads and bridges. The only thing I did was call the Erie Paving to get a chip and tar on, see, it's on Bono and Metzger's Road there. We got a grant there, a flap grant, to take care of that road, so that's about all I did. So I guess we'll move on to old business, the Model A vehicle report. Bo brought it back. It's sitting in the barn over there, so all we have to do is get it titled, hopefully, somehow. I got a brother that's got a bunch of these. He says he knows how to do it.
Is it insured yet?
No.
Put on the insurance?
No, we'll have to have, see how much that costs. That's a good idea. Thank you for mentioning that.
Kevin, you see us in the big barn? I think that hose reel was in the barn, wasn't it? And then you moved it over there?
Next one is a public records training for all trustees. That is a must. It's June 29th, 10 to 1:15, held at the TPS board office, and I'll keep putting it in the agenda so we don't forget, because we all have to go. Number three, the Army Corps of Engineers meeting concerning the dikes. Report on that. I went to there and I had to listen for 4 hours, I think, to a bunch of engineering stuff, but we, Dick Hozak and I and a few others, we at least got our 10 minutes in, I guess, for about the back of the dikes. They said that they were going to come and walk the back of the dikes. That's, you know, the coulee and along Route 2. And so they know they're bad, and I've told Marcy Kaptur about them. And she said, basically, they said, well, we don't have any money. We'll have to wait and see what happens. If they break, there'll be plenty of money. Basically, that's what it was. But when I talked to her down here, she said she's the head. She gives the Army Corps of Engineers their money. She doles it out to them. So hopefully we can have the Army Corps of Engineers map it and measure it and tell them how bad it is. That way we can go to Marcy Kaptur and say, here, the Army Corps of Engineers says this is how bad this is. We have to do something. Otherwise, Reno Beach is going to flood from Howard Road in. Anybody have any questions on that? Okay. I'm just curious. Joel, did that get done, that 2018 and 2019 Burnham and Flowers insurance for all our equipment?
Except for the Model A.
Except for the Model A, okay. Anybody else have any old business? Joe, why don't you do the Metro Parks grand opening?
I attended the Metro Parks grand opening yesterday. It was Assistant Chief Shea and I went. Don was invited to go. Tony had other commitments that took precedence, but me and the Chief Shea, Assistant Chief Shea, went. It was a very, very nice event. Marcy Kaptur was the guest speaker. They had several other speakers there from different agencies, Ducks Unlimited. I can't recite the other one.
It must have been five of them, wasn't it?
There was five of them. It was very interesting. They had a good crowd of people there. Went for a walk on the new trail there, one of the new trails that they got. And it was well represented and a very nice meeting on a very nice day. The park is, it's once you get back there, you're going to be impressed at how big it is and how comfortable it is to get your vehicles back there. The walking trails are going to be very nice. The kayaking and canoeing is going to be very, very, very good. And, of course, the birders are very excited about the habitats and the waterfowl habitat that's going on back there. And it is going to be a beautiful park for many, many, many moons. For generations far past us are going to get to enjoy that. So it was a very good meeting. And the township, I think, will benefit from that immensely in the years to come.
How did Marcy say that? She called it a green necklace?
A green necklace, and she says it's the emerald on the necklace. 17 points. I didn't realize it was that much money. I kind of got taken back. I mean, I know what the sale of this was, and I know that, you know, some of the sale prices of the land that they acquired, and but $17.6 million went into that. 100 million cubic yards of earth was moved. It's really nice. So I think the township's got a good deal there. I mean, it's definitely going to be something we should all be proud of. So, yeah, it was a very good event. I enjoyed being there.
Put us on the map someday.
I think it already has. I mean, it already has. Even in the paper, they mentioned Jerusalem Township's park. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
It was on the news.
Yeah. So.
On the news, Logan was there.
I did go and had a great time. Enjoyed it.
Any more new business?
If not, anybody that wants to address the board could at this time. If not.
I got one question. Ron Sheehan, 10420 Brown Road, Curtis, Ohio, United States of America. Where are we at on collecting tax from the Metro Parks for the fire protection and EMS service you're going to provide out there? Did we get anywhere on collecting tax on that? Millions of dollars of investment in the township on the value of that property?
Not to my knowledge. Tony, can you answer that?
The only thing I can add to it is that, no, not directly to the Metro Parks on that. It is still a task at hand that we do need to address, and we're going to try and receive what other similar communities get in their areas and at least pursue that. And then the other thing that the department will be going to here in the new future, which had been approved in previous meetings, is you know, we are looking and pursuing the soft billing for transportation, you know, to the hospital. So that's another way that, but that's not associated with the tax.
I just, if you open up that park, I think you're going to find out you're going to be running that squad down there quite a bit.
Agree. Mm-hmm. Agree with you. It was mentioned at certain times, and they politely blew us off on that, or blew me off on some of that questioning. But like Tony said, it's still...
We know it's there, and if we get some of this other stuff taken care of, I think Tony will have enough time to take care of it.
I just pulled that information out again. It's
that one fellow from Springfield.
Chief
Kuzno. Yeah. He knows what's going on there, so yeah, good guy.
He'll be here tomorrow night.
Really?
Okay. More than likely he will be, unless he's at FDIC.
Thank you, Ron. Anything else? I think I saw a hand. Yeah.
Ron Hanson, T-Show. I just wanted to make a comment on what Ron said there. I have the same type of feeling over the years. If you look at Jerusalem Township, what they have to offer, the beautiful lake right beside them. And over the years, the federal or state has picked up all the property except the one little housing addition down. And what happens when they pick it up, they lose their taxes off of it. Even that piece there, I don't know what John Dowell paid up here, but I bet she was in $20,000 schools. We get a share of it. And also, one thing, just go get more liability for the rescue squad, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, yeah.
You've got more people with cuts and bruises. And there's nothing that I heard so far that even compensated financial payback and made it for it right now. Is there a total?
I'm sorry to say that. There's nothing set up currently. You're correct.
I'm not really opposed to the park. This idea over the years, this only value just because it's gotten is a high value along the lake. It's all been picked up by the federal or state.
I don't think we could have stopped it, Mr. Hanson, no matter what we'd have done. I don't think there was any way we could have stopped that whole endeavor. Well, yeah, we're going to have to pursue some type of monetary gain. But
just like, no, that all come off of it. Yeah. Schools don't get nothing. Nobody gets anything.
Nobody gets anything.
Mm. No, it's just that's like the downside.
Keep hiring all the birds. I like birds. But who paid for the parks down all around the county? These parks were paid by hunting licenses.
Hunting license.
Fishing license.
Ducks Unlimited.
I say to the birders when I have a license, if they're ongoing federal or state property, we should have a license.
There you go.
I couldn't agree more with you. I don't know how you could get the birders to buy a license, a duck stamp, though. I mean, unless they start going out and checking birders and saying, like they do hunting licenses, I don't know how we can get them to buy. I agree 130% that the birders should be asked politely to donate their $15 for a duck stamp. There's no question about that. I just don't know how they can make that happen.
The same way.
Just check it.
We got to go buy a goddamn
just check it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. There's a lot of people in this township that feel the same way about the birders.
Anybody else?
Right.
No. Yeah.
Have we ever published how much we lost in taxation with that? I mean, I've heard a lot of dollars thrown around over the time. And I mean, today's paper, you read how many millions of dollars it's going to bring into our community. And I don't want to have this mistaken, but Joe, I know you'll probably pick up, which is great. But what has that cost us taxpayers per household losing that in the long run we'll have to pick that up in order to support our roads and the cemetery? I think that's a number that ought to start being brought to the forefront instead of the politicians saying, well, we're bringing millions of dollars into your community.
I cannot tell you what Mr. Grottle paid on that farm, but we can certainly, I would have had that number for you tonight. We can certainly find it. Does anybody know what taxes were on that farm?
I don't think that's it. We're actually asking that, Joe. I think what we're all sitting here is doing is somewhere along the line, the trustees are going to have to come up with a method to recoup or to create a revenue source from that being in our township. Whether it's we're able to bill for every person the chief goes hauls out of there that's not a township resident, that we get billing for every time that squad goes out to go out there. And somewhere along the line, we're going to get into traffic issues. We're going to get into a lot of, what's our thought about tackling this issue and coming up with how we can create the replacement of revenue or even an increase in revenue for that being in our backyard? You know, is there a usage thing that we can put on? There's something that the township needs to look at to recover their cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only losing the tax issue, I think is gonna be a burden on us before it's over with, because we have limited resources out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's gonna end up being a burden to the township that is gonna come up, and next thing you know, you're gonna find out that there's costing you money for that to be in your township. And we don't have any revenue source out here. We have no way to increase revenue other than tax people, and people don't wanna be taxed.
No.
So I think that's
duly noted.
We'll have to make sure that we get Mr. Kuzno and corner him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard sources that Metro Parks will not give one single dime to the township, and that's from a very reliable source, and I'd rather not say who I heard that from.
No, I know they do, because Chief Kuzno gets some from out there. I know they do. It's not much, but they will, yeah.
Well, they flat out told me no. I tried to get our ATV bought through them, and it was a laughing no. So I have deviled around and made a few comments, but Ron's right, Mr. Sheehan's right.
Yeah,
we do need to try and figure out something, if possible, how we can get some type of replacement back on what we've lost. And I think, Ron, I think through talking to you in the past, I think we've all known that there's going to end up being traffic issues. We all know that there's going to end up being fire department issues. But like I said before, they put it down our throat, and there was nothing we could have done about it. So now we got to figure out what to do with it.
Hoopla's over. Now it's time to go after.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I agree 100%.
Are we prepared if they would come up with the same type of thing? Because don't forget, there's one heck of a big chunk of property that lies between Yondota Road and DeCant Road that's pretty close to the lake. What if the next time they come up? Is there anything, any provisions that can be put in force that would prevent that, or at least be put in place that would make our township whole?
You mean to prevent another situation like that happening?
Either prevent it or have something in place that if it occurs, we don't literally lose out.
Have to, yeah.
What'd you do?
I mean, I don't know.
John, the biggest thing, and everybody, I think the biggest thing we got to do too is watch those dikes. The dikes, where they're going to do the next park on the other side of Howard. The dike's terrible there. John has the concrete there ready to do it. And it came off, I think it came over a little bit this last time because there was a lot of water in that field that shouldn't have been. And these dikes, we got to really watch the metro parks on these dikes because they now own most of the up along Route 2 there too, except for the mansion, I call it. And that's what I've been really working on, these dikes. That really scares me because they break, they're just going to flood Reno from the rear, not the front. The rear is going to flood.
It'll come all the way to Route 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Park over here, and they've worked their way all around, grabbing little pieces, and it's going to continue.
Well, nice thing about Maumee Bay is we have a revenue stream from that. I mean, the problem is we get. Pardon? Yeah, but it's better than we got from the park or from the. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
They do that a lot of parks, huh?
What, a parking fee or something?
Something, yeah, I don't know.
Like, the national parks, they raise their stuff $80 a day now. They do the same thing at the national parks. Is that your list? They trip the rate.
And there's parks in Florida that you can't go to the beach without paying a fee to get in. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true. That's true. You're right.
Ohio does not charge any fee for any of their parks and even the metro parks.
You're right.
And you're talking a whole game trying to get that.
Different animal. Yeah.
Anything else?
Pardon? Yeah, quite a bit.
And the trails they put in are just for walking, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
you can bike, I think, too.
They're accessible for emergency equipment, some of them.
Yeah, they're large enough on the surfaces. We went out there and rode the perimeter dikes and checked out some of them. The inaccessible areas that are will be a little bit more of a challenge are the island areas. So we, you know, but we can still pull our vehicle close. Then we just have to take the stretcher by hand.
But for the general public, it's you just pull in there and there's a parking lot?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a bathroom facilities there and flush bathroom facilities.
I didn't go in there.
I didn't either, but I looked at the building.
Not yet.
Not yet.
They are flush. I didn't know that.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Now we got it. Want to shut her down?
Yeah, but I'd ask if there's anybody else.
Anybody else have anything, or we're going to shut it down? Go on, Joe.
Make a motion to adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
That's the board.